Great morning to you all, New Hope. Great morning to you all, New Hope. Yeah, maybe I need to get a little bit more excited. Great morning to you all, New Hope. Great morning. If you love the Lord, won't you put your hands together and give God some praise in this place? You just got through singing how worthy he is, so let's show him just how worthy he is. So God, we thank you. God, we bless you. God, we esteem you high in this place. We thank you for this opportunity to come before your people today, Lord God, to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, because truly he alone is worthy. Amen? Amen. How many of you know that the right words spoken at the right time, spoken by the right person, can be life-altering when you're in a low place? Do I have any witnesses in the house? The words spoken to me at the right time by my squad leader when I was in basic training was this. Lee, that was my maiden name, you can do it. I was struggling to keep up and I wanted to quit. But there was something reassuring about her words. There was a confidence she had in me that I did not have in myself. Her words worked. They removed all the fear and insecurity and replaced them with strength and confidence. They took discouragement and disappointment and replaced them with hope. Her words of encouragement gave me just what I needed to finish what I had started. The physical training, the long hours, the obstacle courses made me want to quit and go home. I told myself, you already have a job at the post office. You don't have to be here. I told myself, you're 24 years old. You're older than everybody here because everybody else was in their teens. You don't have to be here. All I had for myself were excuses. But Mary Marcus, my squad leader, all she had for me were words of encouragement. For me, Lee, you can do it. Those words of encouragement helped me to finish what I started, and I completed basic training. And I'm so glad that I did, because I had no idea what awaited me on the other side of basic training. You see, it was later in my military career that I heard these words. We have never heard anyone teach with such authority. The call on my life to teach and to preach was first made known to me during my time in the military. So what if I had never finished basic training? What if I had never heard those life-altering words of encouragement from Mary Marcus? Lee, you can do it. Would I even be standing before you today? As believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have been called and gifted to accomplish great things for the kingdom of God. But life has a way of throwing things at us that will cause us to lose sight of why we started this journey in the first place. But the right words spoken by the right person at the right time can be enough to get us back on track to fulfill our purpose in the earth. Now, as believers, we all need to be encouraged to finish what we have started. Like me, you may not even realize what is on the other side of you completing and finishing whatever it is you've started, and you've allowed circumstances to bring it to a halt. And you may be saying, well, I don't get words of encouragement like that to finish what I've started. I don't have a Mary Marcus in my life to encourage me. Well, you may not have a Mary Marcus, but you certainly do have the Word of God that has come to encourage your hearts today to finish what you have started. So if you don't mind, would you stand with me if you can and turn with me to Zechariah chapter 4, where he received a visitor and a vision to encourage Zerubbabel to finish what he had started. I'll be reading verses 1 through 7 in your hearing. Zechariah 4, 1 through 7 from the NLT, and the word of God reads, Then the angel who had been talking with me returned and woke me as though I had been asleep. And I asked the angel, "What are these, my Lord? What do they mean?" "Don't you know?" the angel asked. "No, my Lord," I replied. Then he said to me, "This is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It is not by force nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's army. Nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him. And when Zerubbabel sets the final stone of the temple in place, the people will shout, 'May God bless it. May God bless it.'" I want to speak to you today from the subject, "Be encouraged to finish what you have started." Can we pray together? Father God, in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, we thank you for this time together. We thank you, Lord God, for your word that goes forth like a hammer to break up fallow ground, Lord God. We thank you for you being able to equip, empower, and encourage your people on today to finish what we have started. It is in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus our Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. The prophet Zechariah is the author of the minor prophet book of the Old Testament. Zechariah was called by God to prophesy to the Jews exiles who were returning to Jerusalem after 70 years of captivity in Babylon. They had the responsibility of restoring the community to rebuild the temple. The people were struggling to rebuild the temple because they had harsh economic conditions. They faced failed crops and they had strong opposition from the locals. After the initial progress of rebuilding, the people grew discouraged and stopped working on the temple. Any of you today know anything about being discouraged, about not wanting to see something through that you've started? The prophet Zechariah urged them to repent, turn back to God, and to finish what they had started in rebuilding the temple. God gave Zechariah 8 visions of future hope and the coming Messiah. And our text today is concerning vision number 5, found in chapter 4 of Zechariah. And as we look again at Zechariah 4, 1 through 6, we will get our first point. And it reads, "Then the angel who had been talking with me returned and woke me as though I had been asleep. 'What do you see now?' he asked. I answered, 'I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl of oil on top of it. Around the bowl are 7 lamps, each having 7 spouts with wicks. And I see 2 olive trees, one on each side of the bowl.' Then I asked the angel, 'What are these, my Lord?' Aren't you glad that you can ask the Lord questions and he doesn't get offended? Aren't you glad you can ask the Lord questions and he doesn't get offended? Aren't you glad you can have questions and ask God and he won't get offended?" He says, "What do they mean?" He says, "Don't you know?" the angel asks. "No, my Lord," I replied. Then he said to me, "This is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It is not by force nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's army." Point number 1, God's spirit will equip you to finish what you have started. God's spirit will equip you to finish what you have started. To be equipped means that you have the necessary tools, skills, training, and resources to get a job done. In short, when God's spirit equips, it provides you the means to finish what you have started. God provided Zechariah with a vision and an angelic visitor to interpret that vision so there would be no mistake when they went to rebuild the temple. God removed all excuses for not finishing the work that had been started. The image Zechariah saw in verses 1 through 4 represents an endless supply of olive oil being poured out to provide and equip the children of Israel to finish the work of rebuilding the temple. Now, this olive oil represented God's Holy Spirit and his presence. Not only that, but it was connected to an endless source, the two olive trees, which you can see there. This meant the necessary tools, skills, training, and resources needed to rebuild the temple would never run out. That is good news for the people of God today. It represents the fact that those working to rebuild the temple had the Holy Spirit to equip them to finish what they had started. And they also had God's presence that represented his protection by the host of the heavens army so that they could finish what they started without any intimidation from their enemies. And what else did the olive oil represent? It says that around the bowls of seven lamps and each having seven spouts with wicks, which means that they had a steady source of light. No more darkness means no more room for excuses. Tell your neighbor you have no more room for excuses. Come on, y'all have to talk to me. Act like you all are in the church service. Talk to me. Say no more darkness means no more room for excuses. No more darkness means no more room for excuses. It is not by force nor by strength, but by his spirit, says the Lord of heaven's army. The children of Israel had no more excuses because they had been equipped with all that they needed. And you do too. God's eye is watching over you. God's light is illuminating the path that you should follow. And God's spirit is equipping you with the resources you need to finish what you have started. But the question is, do you see clearly God's purpose and plan for you finishing what you started? You see, the temple represented the place of worship, the place where they met God. It was a place where his presence rested and dwelled. So I want you to take a minute and identify in your life what you have started and have not finished. Just take a moment, think about it. What have you undertaken that you have not finished? Is it a mission trip? Is it going back to school, getting a degree? Is it a home improvement? Maybe it's a diet or a health plan. Maybe you've been planning to work on your finances. Maybe you wanted to start a prayer life and spend more time in meditation with God. Maybe you've been writing a book you need to finish. Maybe you need to write a book. Maybe it's working on a relationship, or maybe it's even starting your own business. But can you honestly say that whatever your unfinished business is, that it can't be done in the equipping power of the Holy Spirit? What excuse is bigger than God's Holy Spirit? And if you can't see it happening, all you have to do is just ask God, because he's not intimidated by your questions. He says, maybe it feels hard because God wants you to be totally dependent upon him to make it happen so that he can get the glory and the honor and all the credit. Human strength, human ability, human willpower, or human ingenuity will not get this job done that God has called you to finish. He says it is not by human forces or human strength, but it is by his spirit, says the Lord of the host of heaven's army. The returning exiles were indeed weak, harassed by their enemies, tired, discouraged, and poor. But they had God on their side. How many of you can rejoice today because you know that God is on your side? And he is equipping you, people of God, to finish whatever it is he has called and gifted you to do. You can live as you live for God, determine not to trust in your own strength or abilities. Instead, depend on God and work in the power of His Spirit so you can finish what you have started. So point number one is that God's Spirit will equip you to finish what you've started. But point number two is God's Spirit will empower you to finish what you have started. God's Spirit will empower you to finish what you have started. To be empowered means having the confidence, the authority, the permission, or an inner strength to take action and use what you have been equipped with. And we see this in chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. But we're going to look at verses 7 through 9 first. And you're going to see, people of God, how full of action of the equipping power of God that are in these verses. It says, nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in Zerubbabel's way. Action. It will become a level plain before him. And when Zerubbabel sets the final stone, what is that? Action. Of the temple in place, the people will shout. What is that? Action. May God bless it. May God bless it. Then another message came to me. Action after from the Lord. Zerubbabel is the one who laid the foundation, action, of this temple, and he will complete it. Action. That's right. Then you will know, action, that the Lord of the heaven's army has sent me. And what is that? Action. Equipping means that God provides the means for you to get started, while empowering provides the might and the mandate to finish what you have started. Let me say that again. Equipping provides the means to finish what you have started, while empowering provides the might and the mandate to finish what you have started. He says, nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in Zerubbabel's way. It will become a level plain before him when you have been equipped and empowered by God to finish what you have started. So all the odds have been stacked in their favor, just as yours are today. You see, these two points go hand in hand. You can't be equipped without being empowered to carry it out. And if you are empowered to carry it out, you need to be equipped with the resources to make it happen, right? So you've got God assuring you that I have equipped you and I have empowered you to complete whatever it is that you all have started. You had on your mind what it was that you have not completed. Well, God is saying, I'm removing all the excuses because I'm giving you the means, the might, and the mandate to finish what you have started. Now, how many in you here are familiar with the cartoon Popeye, the Sailor Man? Oh, we got some people familiar. Popeye the Sailor Man. You know Popeye the Sailor Man. For those of you who don't, Google him. It's worth watching. Popeye was a scrawny sailor with a girlfriend named, guess what? Olive Oil. Just what we're talking about today. Which his enemy, Bluto, wanted all to himself, right? And so every episode, Bluto would beat Popeye up because he wanted Olive Oil. Somebody wants your anointing. Do you hear me? Somebody is beating you up, causing distractions in your life because they want what you have. And Popeye would take these beatings episode after episode. And I could not understand why as a kid, because he had been equipped with what he needed to beat Bluto at the beginning of the episode, right? But he would take these beatings from Bluto, and when he had all that he could take, this is what he would say. That's all I can stand, and I can't stand no more. And God wants you to get to that place, people of God, where you're saying, that's all I can stand, and I can't stand no more. No more excuses for me not finishing what God had started. Popeye had been equipped with a can of spinach. Now, that can of spinach didn't do anything for him as long as it was in his hand. He could wave it around. He could talk about it all day long, and nothing changed. Things changed for him when he did what? When he ate the spinach. When he ate the spinach, what he had been equipped with now has empowered him to overcome the obstacle before him. And he would beat Blue Toe to pieces every episode, protecting his precious olive oil. Right? Popeye was equipped with a can of spinach, but it wasn't until he wasn't empowered to defeat Blue Toe until he had ingested the spinach. Taking the can of spinach, waving it around, didn't do anything. He had to be equipped and empowered to see things change, both of them, right? So you too have a precious olive oil in Holy Spirit that can and will equip and empower you to finish what you have started. But you've got to do something in order to see change. In verse 10, we see more action. He says, do not despise these small beginnings. That's an action. No matter how small it is still an action. He says, for the Lord rejoices. That's an action, people of God, to see the work begin. To see, that's another action, the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. It says the seven lamps represent the eyes of the Lord that stretch all around the world. And 2 Chronicles 16 and 9 says that God looks across the whole world to help those who fully trust him. So God is here today to help you finish what you have started. What you do for God may seem small and insignificant at times. You may be saying, I'm just a mother or a housewife. I'm just a secretary. I'm just a day laborer. I'm just a kid. I'm just a greeter. I just work with the children. You are not just anything in Christ. Let me say that again. You are not just anything in Christ. We are children of the Most High God, and God rejoices in what is right, not necessarily what is big. If you're doing it right, then God is rejoicing. Can I help somebody? If you're doing it right, God is rejoicing. If you're going to school every day, whether you're popular or not, God is rejoicing. Are you obeying your parents? That's right. Then God is rejoicing. Are you getting up, going to work every day, representing him on your job? Then God is rejoicing. He is not calling for big things. He's calling for right things, because right things are righteous, and righteousness is holiness, and holiness is who he is. So when you do things right, you are representing God to the utmost, no matter how big or how small it may be. He says to be faithful in small opportunities. Matthew 25 and 21, Jesus said to be faithful over a few or small things, and then he'll make you ruler over many things. You have no idea what doors are being opened for you just by being faithful in the small things. Begin where you are, do what you can, and leave the results to God. As you equip yourself by taking all the practical steps to finish what you have started, you will be empowered by Holy Spirit's authority to carry it out to the glory of God. Moving right along. First point, God will equip you. Second, God will empower you. Third, God's Spirit will encourage you through others to finish what you have started. God's Spirit will encourage you through others to finish what you have started. We see this in verse 11 through 14. He says, then I asked the angel, what are these two olive trees on each side of the lampstand? And what are the two olive branches that pour out golden oil through two golden tubes? He says, don't you know, he asks. No, my Lord, I replied. Then he said to me, they represent the two anointed ones who stand in the court of our Lord, all the earth, Lord of all the earth. So the two anointed ones are believed to represent Zerubbabel and Joshua, the high priest, the civil law representative and the spiritual law representative working together, both being encouraged by God's prophet to finish the work. Zerubbabel was given the responsibility of rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem and to ensure that the task was carried out. The prophet Haggai and Zechariah gave moral and spiritual encouragement to resume work on the temple. As the work was being completed, the prophets encouraged Zerubbabel and told him of a time when spiritual apathy and foreign oppression would be abolished forever. So who is the someone in your life that is telling you, Lee, you can do it? Who's telling you that you got this? Who's telling you that there is nothing to it but to do it? Who's telling you you've did it before so you can do it again? Who's telling you that your God is bigger than any obstacle that stands in your way? Why don't you be a source of encouragement today to your neighbor and tell them this time things are going to be different? Tell your neighbor, this time things are going to be different. This time things are going to be different. So you can try again, because your completing what you started is a spiritual matter. You don't know what lies on the other side of you finishing what you started, and you will never know until you determine within yourself, I am going to see this through. And I know something about that, people of God, because when I was being interviewed to work at the post office, the guy interviewing me actually knew my brother who got killed in Vietnam at the age of 18. I'm 23 years old now, so that has been many decades ago. And I was also a senior in college. And he told me, I will give you this job if you promise me that you are going to finish what you started and get your education. And I made him a promise that I would do just that. And I meant it when I said it. But life happened. And I started working at the post office, working 12-hour days, working 10, 14 days in a row. And I ended up in the hospital twice trying to fulfill that promise. So at the time, I had to let it go. But after 31 years of service in the post office, and after being retired for 5 years, I went back to school because those words were still in my mind, finish what you have started. So at age 60, I went back to Grace School of Theology to finish my degrees. And after 10 years of study, I stand here today, finished what I started with 4 degrees. An associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, and 2 master's degrees, because I was equipped and I was empowered and I was encouraged to finish what I had started. And you too today can finish what you have started because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross. Jesus' death on the cross, his burial and his resurrection and his ascension made it possible for the Holy Spirit to be our forever companion. And this is only because Jesus finished what he started. And it wasn't easy or a natural thing for Jesus, because we see him in the Garden of Gethsemane and he is struggling to finish what he started. 3 times he prays to the Father to let this cup pass. In other words, is there any other way for the sins of humanity to be paid than me dying on the cross? But when he resolved within himself, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Jesus, nevertheless, provided everything and everyone you needed to finish what you have started, to finish what God has called and anointed you to do. You see, we now are the temples of God that need to be rebuilt and restored. We are the place of worship. We are where God's presence dwells. And everywhere we go, we should take the sweet aroma of God's presence. Not an unfinished God, not an unfinished temple, but a complete God, a complete representation of who and what God is. So I challenge you today, people of God, to tell your excuses. This is all that I can stand, and I can't stand no more. So I'm going to finish what I have started. God bless you.